back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And it's Wednesday, 10 o'clock. That means my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is making a house call. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
How are you doing, Earl? Under the circumstances, I like to say.
You know, Dr. Craig, I was speaking earlier, and I want to get your view on this. I happened to listen to a little bit of Mark Belling on yesterday. Yeah, and I know I deserve a beating, you know, for...
Yeah. No, you and I both monitor right-wing radio because we do need to know what the other side's doing. It'd be like an army that doesn't care what its opposition army is doing, you know?
Yeah, and yesterday, he was so bold as to say that the mayor of the city of Milwaukee has sided with a for-profit entity to get Democrats elected. And that how dare he do such a thing? How can Republicans trust at the same time people from the city of Milwaukee are brokering deals or trying to broker deals with the legislature to do something to economically help Milwaukee? And at the same time, they're doing everything within their power to prevent Republicans from winning at the state level. And what he said, Dr. Craig, that really angered me and irritated me was what we already knew, that why should the legislature help the city of Milwaukee if they're going to then turn around and do such an underhanded thing as the mayor, you know, working with a private entity to get people to vote for Democrats. And then he went on further, Dr. Craig, and what really irritated me about all of it is he spoke as if he has total control over the legislature. And that if he told them no, then they would not be willing to do anything to help the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, you know, with raising a 1 cent sales tax, as many other cities comparable in size to Milwaukee has been allowed to do all over this nation. And it frustrated me to no end because you saw it and he had no... He was not concerned at all that he could publicly make those kinds of statements and get away with it.
What private entity is he accusing Mayor Johnson of working with? Is that the Democrat Party or something? Or
well, it's some group that is organizing, I guess, in different parts of the country to get out the vote. For people to go.
So just encourage voting, nonpartisan activity, which we used to believe was a good thing and something that government should encourage in this country until this current right-wing pre-fascism took over the Republican Party.
But Dr. Craig, whatever, to come out publicly and say that's why we don't support or that's why we don't help He's not in the legislature. But if you're comfortable making those statements, Dr. Craig. And
unfortunately,
go ahead.
He could be right, unfortunately. That is to say, they were able to kill light rail and a modern transportation system here simply by agitating the suburban base against Milwaukee in years past, and high-speed rail later. And moving the commuter train, had bringing up to Milwaukee from Kenosha as well. So he has the arrogance to think that these legislators will take his orders, and they might well, which is a complication for Mayor Johnson's theory that he can turn over a new leaf and reach out to them and find common ground and at least get the legislature to allow Milwaukee to increase its revenue. Now, the better option and this isn't going to happen with this gerrymandered legislature, then a sales tax, which is regressive, in other words, lower-income people pay a higher percentage of their income on food and other services, right, is that the state fulfill its end of the bargain in terms of the social contract.
Yes.
Exactly. And do shared revenue. They have cut off shared revenue. The state is the one with revenue sources to with access to a progressive income tax. Even when they have a large surplus, they're unwilling to share it with the cities of the state, especially Wisconsin's largest city, and that is considered reasonable or ethical is outrageous. But I know Mayor Johnson knows that they won't do that and is trying to find what he can do to get some revenue. But I really do, I have two fears on it. One is what you just laid out, Earl, and that is that right-wing media and the MAGA wing of the party will kill it by further vilifying Milwaukee, or worse, they'll demand poison pills and Mayor Johnson might have to swallow them and do more damage to the city in return for what the city ought to have a right to do anyway, and most other cities in this country do. We have less home rule than most major cities in this country.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's so infuriates me because you and I know that clearly he does have the juice in that those people march in lockstep. But the fact that he was comfortable enough to say that publicly and not fear any retribution while people struggle in this county and in this city is what infuriated me. Yeah, the 2024 Republican convention is coming. And yeah, it appears that maybe in the acceptance of that, there was some conversation about maybe they would loosen the purse strings at the state level. Maybe a deal like that might have been struck. But listening to, you know, this guy on yesterday, he's pushing back against that deal.
And they're not a partner you can rely on, right? So you're right. Mayor Johnson may have a deal with Speaker Voss. Speaker Voss was not sufficiently loyal to Donald Trump, though he's carried his water a lot and almost lost his seat, right, in the primary over it. And so I don't know if Speaker Voss can deliver a deal if a deal is there around the Republican convention, which I have great reservations about. I mean, let's bring a whole mass meeting of a pre-fascist party to Milwaukee to a majority minority city. You know, yesterday, I don't know if you know this, Earl, Citizen Action's office now, we moved during the pandemic, is on Valete Street.
Yes, sir.
Right. And it's right across the street from that big police headquarters, right? What do we see yesterday? I wasn't in because my car is in the shop, but what does our staff see who was in the office at the time? But Tim Michaels,
I talked about him this morning.
Holding a press conference in front of that former district office. Now they use it for other things, the police there. But you see them parking along that bridge when you go down the highway spur. You see all the police cars on the bridge. It's right there.
Yes.
Holding a press conference about how scary crime is in Milwaukee because of Tony Evers and Bill Barnes, and how you need a jackbooted semi-fascist like him to get tough and fix it. This is what they're doing with Milwaukee, and they'll play the same card again. They're playing it right now in this election to try to terrify people about how dangerous Milwaukee is and how firm measures aggressive violent kind are required for the good God-fearing people of the suburbs and the rest of the state.
So, Dr. Craig, hang on a second. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. Yeah, the thing about the Republicans for about the last 20 years is that they're basically games players, and they just come up with a game strategy, not a public policy strategy, to try to get more, win more voters and influence, and then they go do what they want. So a good example is just what you gentlemen have been talking about. But here's here's another example. They're big. If you watch their advertising, they're big right now on Democrats are against the police and for crime and criminals, and Democrats are for tax increases. Well, the second one falls flat on its face because Tony Evers and Mayor Johnson literally have no power to raise taxes without the consent of Republicans in the legislature, because Republicans rigged it that way. Except yet when they run into financing problems, the Republicans blame them and not themselves. The other example I want to give, which is on the policing side, is they've been running really heavy duty ads lately against Mandela Barnes, talking about his defund the police and a couple other things. But on the defund the police thing, well, the clip they run of him talking about that doesn't even say defund the police. It talks about how he said, well, it isn't really defund the police. It's about redeploying resources that will better aid the community. Of course, inside the police department, maybe through better community policing. But they just latch on to defund the police and the police saving. He's taking money from the police and he's giving it to himself for his increased security costs, $600,000 a year. Well, the increased security costs are because right-wingers have been issuing violent rhetoric against Democratic politicians. And Mandela Barnes, a black, high-level politician, is one of the targets. And
the other part of it is he can't do that unilaterally. It is the state patrol that makes the decision that's what they want to do. And if Mandela Barnes becomes the United States Senator, the next person up who is going to take his place is going to have security. That's the law. It's not something Mandela Barnes has done unilaterally, but there's no truth in him. Hey, Ron, we got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, has joined us. We'll be back.
So far away from here.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig is making a house call. You know, Dr. Craig, it is of Citizen Action, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, it is pretty clear that the Republicans are going to pull out all stops. They are concerned about the fact that Ron Johnson is on the ropes. They are certainly concerned that Tim Michaels, who has nothing on his resume other than "I'm Tim Michaels, a businessman," and so if you asked him anything at all outside of that, then he can't answer a question. So he's going to try to get elected via commercials, and they're horrible, racist, bigoted commercials that you see that Ron Johnson is running, that Tim Michaels is running, that the Republican National Committee is running, and they have no shame.
The race baiting ads are a sign of desperation.
Right.
And they need to change the subject, and they have polling that shows coming out of COVID, people perceive a crime threat, and they can weigh in and make people afraid, and that they actually associate the immigration issue, the supposed open border, and also domestic crime as the same issue. If you look at the ads, they're just trying to make people be fearful and to think something awful is going to be done. And it's comical in regard to Tony Evers. How has Tony Evers defunded the police? I don't understand, right? Race baiting with Mandela Barnes, especially when they keep finding ways to put black, scary black faces on the screen with him, right? And try to make Mandela, of all people, seem scary. If you know Mandela, one of the least scary people you can imagine, right? It was sort of like trying to make Barack Obama a flaming radical, which was just that. Once you saw him, it was like, really? Is that some sort of flaming black nationalist radical? It used to be in the Black Panthers, or, you know, the images, right? The images of blackness in our culture. But your last caller was totally right. They will do anything for power, and that's all they're about. And they will mislead the voters and then do what they want. Mitch McConnell has been trying his best to have no agenda so that everything can be about blaming President Biden and getting a backlash against Democrats, and has failed because of the Supreme Court he engineered going and overturning a fundamental constitutional right. But now they're trying to run away from the abortion issue, right? Ron Johnson is saying he's not for a national abortion ban. And PolitiFact, this is where the journalists go crazy, gives Mandela a false for saying that Ron Johnson is for a national abortion ban. Do we really think abortion rights are safe with Ron Johnson as a senator? They wouldn't vote for a national ban? Do we really believe that? So, it's amazing. But you see how upset they are, Earl. They're very upset that Lindsey Graham has said the quiet part out loud and come out with a national abortion ban, and they're all trying to run away from it now because he was supposed to be quiet. They were supposed to get their power, and then he was going to do that, right? But your caller was totally right. This is all about power and nothing else, and they don't actually want you to know what they're actually up to or they're going to do. And they're willing to win this election by any means. And if they win the governor's race, they have complete power in this state. And so the 2024 election, the presidential election, is at risk if that happens, in addition to what they will do to Milwaukee Public Schools, the city of Milwaukee, frankly, the funding for every state, every city, and all the rural areas of this state. They'll damage a lot of their own voters. And then, of course, whether Mandela Barnes is elected or not is critical to whether or not there's going to be a governing majority, whether we can actually save and rebuild democracy in this country. But the other side will stop at nothing to foment massive public panic in order to try to grab all of the reins of power.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is as frightening a time, I think, that there's been in your and my lifetime. There is no question that the conservative movement in this country is willing to burn it all down if they don't get their way. The other thing I heard Mark mention on yesterday, and which is what I've heard them even mention constantly nationally, well, we really don't have any proof that anything happened, but, well, Dr. Craig, with all due respect, if you don't have any proof that there were any shenanigans, why are we going through this whole issue? I mean, what is that? You don't have any proof, but you feel that way, and the rest of the nation is supposed to respond to somehow how you feel?
Obviously, it's toxic to democracy when you question its fundamental institutions and just raise baseless fears. There's lies all over the internet still going from the right about this, have been since the beginning. It was clear that Donald Trump would never concede an election, and that's where this is coming from, his wounded pride. But he's made it into a great political strategy, because what better way to undermine democracy than to make people doubt that elections have integrity when they do, when their candidate lost? And you'll notice how people will follow their own in group, their own tribe. They just believe it. What was fascinating was one of their initial arguments they still repeat for why they have to have their investigations is because so many people doubt the integrity of the election. People they misled and lied to, right? So they're supposed to get benefit out of that. And that's why there's a threat to democratic institutions as, you know, election denying people run and win Secretary of State's offices in key battleground states. And Wisconsin, we know they'll eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission if they have this legislature, which has been guaranteed by gerrymandering and by the U.S. and state Supreme Court through political decisions, cloaked as legal decisions, and that they've Tim Michaels. There'll be no veto pen against them, and they're going to take over the election process. In fact, if they win the Secretary of State's race, they're going to put it under a partisan.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Did I hear right? Ron Johnson tells reporters whatever he needs to tell them to get them off his back. Dr. Craig, let's go to CJ. CJ, you have a question or comment?
As I listen to you gentlemen, you never take into account what the voters are going to consider, because all we have to look at is the performance of the Democrats from the top down. Yesterday, our president celebrated the Inflation Reduction Act as the 8.3% 40-year record was announced. The mere fact that you don't discuss inflation, but we just have to hear what the candidates say. Mandela Barnes, defund the police. He said it. He believes it. He lives it. Now he's backtracking on it. The mere fact that Governor Evers ruled over our school system and watched it become dismal, in the fact that if you look at Milwaukee school performance, it is abominable and so disheartening to see what is considered as a good job.
So Republicans have had nothing to do with that at all, right?
Who controlled Milwaukee for the last 40 years, Earl? What party? Can you be honest? Tell me what party has controlled Milwaukee for 40 years. I haven't heard the answer yet. Well, the Democrats, Earl, you won't say it, but I will, because their performance sucks. And if we're living it, we're feeling it, we're more divided. We heard the hate speech by the president. He takes no responsibility for anything.
Oh, okay, so enough of that already. Dr. Craig, you want to respond at all to any of that?
Yeah. So on the schools, I'll do inflation. I'm fascinated to hear that Governor Evers has ruled over the schools, given that he doesn't control the state budget or legislation, cannot make any new law without a Republican legislature guaranteed as a supermajority by districts, not by voters, okay? So I don't even understand how he could have he's ruling over the schools. In fact, they've been strangled financially by the state, and the Republicans have dominated state politics and had most of the power most of the last 30 years. The schools, Milwaukee Public Schools, can't raise more money, right? And neither can the city of Milwaukee. And all you have to do is look at the schools, how old they are, how antiquated the buildings are in Milwaukee, and then just go out to the suburbs. You can see the inequality of a system based on property taxes, where the state doesn't do its share to bring educational equality to every student. And quite frankly, it's an outrage, because they're the highest poverty students who need the most help get the least help. And it's not because and Milwaukee doesn't rule Milwaukee, because Milwaukee doesn't control revenue and therefore the investments that can be made in Milwaukee. The state does. As far as the inflation, look, you notice how simple the position is? Inflation bad, Biden fault, right?
Yes.
There's no analysis of what causes inflation. By the way, the idea that Biden's quote-unquote reckless spending has caused this level of inflation, no serious economist would agree to that. And if they're pushed on it, they'll say that even if you believe the idea that government spending spurs inflation, then we're talking about 0.5% in this case or something in that range, not the 8.5%, right, as far as the difference. And by the way, Republicans don't count the defense spending, which is completely unpaid for, the massive unpaid-for tax Trump tax cut, or the fact that the Republican administration since Reagan has massively increased deficits. But that's not the cause of inflation. Here's the cause of inflation, the causes. There is a supply chain problem because of what happened with the pandemic, and therefore there is a shortage of the goods, and there is demand for the goods. Why is there demand for the goods? Because Biden made sure to invest massively to make sure there was not mass unemployment in this country. And therefore, people are trying to buy things, have the money because they have jobs, because we have record low unemployment. And then the goods go up in price because of the supply chain problem. The supply chain problem is caused by allowing private corporations to create this fragile supply chain. The solution is a progressive solution. The government takes responsibility for creating a reliable supply chain. You can't rely upon multinational corporations to do so. They only care about short-term balance sheets. The other reason is the war is affecting commodity prices for oil and gas. And therefore, the windfall profits, big oil companies are making massive record profits out of it. But this is the problem with hitching yourself to a world commodity where it can spike in price this way. And the solution to that is something that your caller is doubtless opposed to, and that is massive investments in renewable energy. So we're making our own energy. We're not dependent upon either foreign dictators who invade countries that are big oil producers like Russia, or the dictators in the OPEC countries that are trying to control oil supply for their own benefit, or the big oil companies that are simply winning either way and winning big because of inflation. Your caller doesn't want to talk about the actual issues. He just wants to have talking points for why you should elect him, put his side in power. And Earl, what is the inflation reduction plan of the Republicans?
You know, Dr. Craig, they had this conversation the other day, and they failed to understand it's global inflation. And you can't say, well, the inflation is in America, but not in the rest of the world. And if you look around, the inflation is higher in many other parts of the world than it is in America. So, you know, they don't want to hear the truth, Dr. Craig. It's a waste of time, you know, having a conversation or a dialogue with people like that. But let me ask you.
And I was going to say, Earl, it's okay for them not to want the truth, but they mislead the public as to the truth. That is unethical and undemocratic, and it poisons our democracy.
Let's talk about, Dr. Craig, the legislation right now, the biggest legislation, climate, boldest climate and job package in the Midwest, a plan that would transform Milwaukee's economy. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Let me back up a little. One of the things we really push for at Citizen Action Wisconsin is for legislators, like-minded legislators, to actually introduce bills up to the scale of our challenges. Because when you start out with a compromise, then the public's never even educated on what would be the real solutions, and therefore they can't vote on that. In other words, once you have them out there, you can then see who will support it, who won't, right? Not just between the Democratic and Republican Party, but within the Democratic Party, who is willing to do what's necessary. So this is a bill that we've worked on very extensively. It's going to be introduced next session, so it's not a bill right now, but it's been drafted. There's been a year of work done on it. There can be still be revisions because it'll be introduced after the election. And what it does is it's the boldest climate and economic equity plan ever introduced, at least in the Midwest. We have research on that. It may be in the whole country. It's just that I can't say factually, unlike the right, that I know we have analyzed every other state. But it's the boldest we know about. It would actually meet the global climate targets, the 45% reduction in emissions by 2030, and a carbon-free energy grid by 2050 that are required to prevent runaway climate change, which would be so much worse than anything human history has experienced. It's a knowable threat and emergency. It's much worse than it is now, much, much worse, and that we can prevent. And we can. But the beauty of it, Earl, is this bill also tries to structure it, works hard to structure it in a way that it will make all the new jobs in the green economy, which are already increasing, and Biden's Inflation Reduction Act will spur that further. You'll need even more to be bolder and to build on that. All those new jobs, make sure they're available to the people locked out of economic prosperity. All the folks in rural areas, all the folks in Milwaukee, where we have very high non-employment rates because people are out of the workforce because they don't have the quote-unquote skills to get the jobs that are family-supporting, right? And there are very few of those. We've lost the manufacturing jobs, the union jobs, the industrialization, and the attack on unions and outsourcing. This makes it possible to have shared prosperity again, and have the structures to make sure that we both create economic equity, push back on the massive economic inequality that's built up over the last 40 years, and prevent a climate crisis, and have cheaper, more reliable energy that is not held hostage by foreign dictators, either Putin or the OPEC nations. And so what we're going to do, Earl, on Thursday is, we're going to have a press conference with the two legislators, Supreme Moira Mukunde and State Senator Chris Larson. They're the lead authors, and talk about this and start to get people excited about what's possible during the election, because I think the voters should take this kind of thing into account when they go to the voting booth, and then push for action once we're in the legislative session. And this is the way to both put pressure on Democrats who aren't up to the challenge, and all the Republicans who won't really do this, Earl, because how do we know? How do the voters know they're not doing their jobs unless they're given the opportunity to be up or down, yes or no, on a bill like this?
You know, Dr. Craig, it is absolutely the right thing to do. I know both of those young men, and they are fearless, and they are fighters for what is right, what is just, what is proper. It's good to know that they are introducing this. And so I've got to reach out to them and make sure that I bring them on the air so they can delve even deeper into this. But, you know, people can push back and against climate change all they want to, but it is foolhardy the more they push back against climate change when the rest of the world, when you look at what is taking place, and to ignore the changes that are happening to our society, to the world, Dr. Craig, is foolhardy. And we can't allow people who are foolhardy to get their way in this. Common sense has to play a role in it. And it can't be about politics. But that's what this is now. And so we've got people on the other side of all of this who, again, Dr. Craig, who are willing to let it burn down rather than to address what we know is a reality that the rest of the world is aware of and willing to face. And we, the most powerful nation on earth, have to play our role. And we can't continue to hide behind, well, China's doing more damage, Russia's doing more damage. We need to do what we have to do in our own country. And focus on that.
And the Inflation Reduction Act, Biden finally got historic climate change legislation. That's the first major step we've taken. Now we need states and cities to step in. In Milwaukee, there is been a long 3-year process we've been part of at Citizen Action Wisconsin to create a climate and economic equity plan for Milwaukee, which would put us in a position to use the increased federal and state money. So I would just say, this is, you're very nice, Earl, to say that they're foolhardy. It's deeply immoral to actually cause a knowable disaster for your own short-term political or economic benefit.
Dr. Craig, you are absolutely right in your assessment. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday, and it's 10 o'clock. It's 10:30 now and 10:47. And Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is making a house call. We'll be right back.
Do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I flow down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off and all of that, yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, I don't know. You know, I try not to even mention Donald Trump's name. I try hard. There's so many other things that are going on that are so important in this country, but how can you not mention what is clearly, Dr. Craig, a situation where this one man somehow apparently has so much power that he can do whatever it is he wants to do. And if somebody attempts to bring him in for his lawlessness, people are afraid that the people who support him are going to somehow do something to overthrow the government. Dr. Craig, how did we get here? And how is it possible that we are afraid as a government, the most powerful government on earth, to bring in a lawless person who's done some lawless things?
So I think this is a fall of the Roman Empire kind of situation, at least the threat of that the moral rot that allows a Donald Trump started decades ago. And Donald Trump is a creature of that. He has power because of the work of a lot of other people over the years, really starting in many ways, you could trace it to Brown versus Board of Education and the backlash against that. You there, Earl?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So I would say that, values of truth and fair play started being undermined by major corporations, ones that wanted to sell us tobacco and lie that it was cancerous, sell us lead paint, keep doing fossil fuels when we know since the late 80s that there was going to be a climate catastrophe if we kept going. I could go on and on. And that also infused the Republican Party, really starting with the backlash against Brown versus Board of Education, you could argue, and then in the 1960s when the Republicans became the racist party, right? And the racists were ultimately moved out of the Democratic Party because it was too civil rights, too pro-black, quote-unquote. But they have, over the last decades, tried to create this right-wing audience that can be moved by this kind of propaganda, this kind of backlash. They have fomented that for their own power, and so has corporate America. And what their shock was, you saw it with the Tea Party. It's been metastasizing for a while, 1994 and the Newt Gingrich takeover of Congress. These all felt the same way, but it's gotten bigger. What happened is they ran into a showman. That is to say that Donald Trump is a brilliant showman, more not in the realm of some great American presidential leader, but more in the realm of a P.T. Barnum. Reality, he was an effective reality TV host, and he has taken over that audience, and he has power because he has followers, and those followers will destroy all Republicans who cross Donald Trump. So we have to cope with the fact that this party is becoming, and this movement, conservatism, more and more lawless, well before Donald Trump was in elected office or run for office at all, Earl, we had the Walker legislature trying to damage voting rights as much as possible for power purposes. That is the same thing. Trump has supersized that into election denial and outright attack on democracy, but it all started earlier, and everyone who built this kind of audience on the right, this kind of disinformation built on hatred, including the right-wing talk show hosts in Milwaukee, who you have scanned for years, who used racial division in order to build the Republican political brand in order to take over state government, right?
Right.
They all created an audience for that, for Donald Trump. But now we have it. We've created the Frankenstein monster. How can we summon the fortitude to put it back in a box? And the only way to do that is to win elections, unfortunately, because there is no norm or moral stopping point for them. They have to be stopped, unfortunately, and that's just a reality. It's like World War II. You had to stop Hitler. You had to stop Mussolini. You had to stop the Japanese. In this case, and it's not violent that way yet, these are not folks who have any moral regulator that would give them a stopping point. Most of them are willing to proceed towards the end of democracy.
So, Dr. Craig, hang on. Let's bring Mike on from West Bend. Clearly, just put him on quickly, Mike. Connor, just put Mike on quickly. Connor? Yeah. Mike, go ahead.
Quick. Well, I agree with your guest when it comes to climate change and global warming. I mean, this is a gold mine that we need to tap. But where your guest is wrong, and cordially and respectfully, he made a comment about union trades jobs dying. And he couldn't be more wrong. I'm retired union trades. And the school systems, I'm 73, but they have pushed away and shied away from tradespeople for 40 years. You know, the Boys Tech High Schools don't exist anymore. And now they need to bring this stuff back. 9 great trades training facilities in the state of Wisconsin leads the country. But we got to get the young people in the trades. Academia has kept all these people wide-eyed and broke with loans on fields that gets them nothing.
Hey, Mike, I don't disagree with you at all, but we've got to go. I hate your call.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, I just want to be clear. I think there was a misunderstanding. I wasn't saying the trades have declined. I was saying that unions have, membership has, but union density in Wisconsin is half what it was at the turn of the century. But the caller is totally right about the value of the trades. I will say this. They're not large enough, and they're not large enough. They can't be large enough in their current form in order to be the vehicle of mass employment, be it public employee unions and the industrial unions were. But they can be expanded. The caller's totally right. But then we also need to bring a lot of other workers into good-paying union jobs that are not going to be at the same skill level as an electrician or a carpenter. Though we also need career paths so folks can work their way into that. And that is actually what the Larson-Moore-McConde bill does. It creates those pathways so people can start at a lower level and eventually be in the trades. And we are pushing to make the climate conversion in Milwaukee all union, and we are working with the trades.
Hey, Dr. Craig,
I agree with the caller more.
Dr. Craig, thank you. I'll get both those gentlemen on hopefully next week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.